שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר קיצור.
Hello, we're reading from Kabbalah for the Students, page 247, the article Matan Torah. You can ask questions live on CAB TV, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So, Kabbalah for the Student, page 247, item 14. Thus we can clearly see that toward those who keep Torah and Mitzvot Lishma, there is no difference between the two parts of the Torah, even on the practical side. This is because before one accomplishes it, one is compelled to feel any act of bestowal, either toward another person or toward the Creator, as emptiness beyond conception. But through great effort, one slowly rises and attains a second nature, and then one attains the final goal, which is Dvekut with Him. Since this is the case, it is reasonable to think that the part of the Torah that deals with man's relationship with his friend is more capable of bringing one to the desired goal. This is because the work in mitzvot between man and God is fixed and specific and is not demanding, and one becomes easily accustomed to it, and everything that is done out of habit is no longer useful.
That's what we see in our world. Those who get accustomed to all sorts of actions towards the Creator, and not towards the other, in prayers, in study, in everything, it's a habit. And then it doesn't bring about any change. What does he say again?
Because the work, but the mitzvot between man and man are changing and irregular, and demands surround him wherever he may turn. Hence, their cure is much more certain, and their aim is closer. Again, going back a bit. But the mitzvot between man and man are changing and irregular and demanding, and demands surround him wherever he may turn.
Because in our attitude to the Creator, we feel no changes, whereas towards the society, we constantly feel mutually towards the society and society towards us, we feel this mutual influence, and that's why we can never calm down, and we have to determine our advancement, our states, our relationships, and that's why we can advance. That's why the whole correction is from love of the created beings to love of the Creator, and not in any other way. Which is the same, because like the Creator, whatever is outside the body of a person, the desire of a person, isn't felt by him, whether it's a friend or the Creator. Truly, we only think, we only imagine there's a difference. There's no difference towards our will to receive, and we will discover it. And that's why if I arrange all my relationships toward the friend in the correct manner, I'm in that same corrected manner towards the Creator. I don't need to add anything, because what is outside my will to receive, whether it's the Creator or the friend, they are one and the same. So, the Upper Providence has done a great favor to us by arranging all of our work in this way, that we are in a society, and we can, through this mutual work, if I sacrifice myself towards the society, then I can say that, yes, I'm coming close to adhesion with the Creator. Questions?
No.
He says here that through great exertion, he gradually rises to a second nature, and then immediately achieves the final goal of adhesion. So my question is, first of all, what is considered great exertion? How do I know whether my exertion is sufficient or not?
If it were enough, you would have reached adhesion.
So what is exertion?
You don't even know what you have to do to reach adhesion.
No, I mean real exertion. What is
great
that?
Great exertion.
What
you
I'm
do,
doing,
I don't
what
know.
We're doing.
Us, I don't know.
What is exertion?
Exertion is the correction of the will to receive from the intention of in order to receive to the intention of in order to bestow. Simple.
Simply put, what do I have to do?
You have to do all the actions that can draw the reforming light, which takes care of your egoistic intention and brings you an intention towards the other.
You're constantly teaching us that. Why intense then?
So that we'll be able to process ourselves in the tense, yeah, to change, to process ourselves, so that we will become suitable for the Creator. Just as He is all bestowing, we, in our intention, should be all bestowing.
So why is He saying gradually ascending?
Gradually means that we're ascending from, we're rising from our beastly intention in order to receive to the intention in order to bestow the spiritual, the human one, the one that fits the degree of man, one who is similar to the Creator.
I wrote
down that you said that if I sacrifice myself to society, I can know for sure that I'm advancing towards the Creator, and the question is, what is my fuel then? I can sacrifice myself because maybe I'm a control freak and I want to control everyone, or I can sacrifice myself to get fuel from them.
That's the matter of degrees. The reason, the fuel, as you say, the motive, that has to do with the degrees. Each time the cause, the motive is more and more spiritual, more and more detached from the benefit of myself. Why? Because each and every time the reforming light shines and gives a person the ability to detach from in order to receive.
So, if I see that I want to sacrifice myself because I'm an egoist, then it's still okay?
Okay, that's your degree for the time being. Everything comes from the still, from the inanimate degree. Okay, more questions?
Item 13, he puts it differently. He says that by becoming accustomed, he says that only those that keep the Torah and mitzvot, that accustom themselves to do it in order to give them contentment, that they accustom themselves.
Become accustomed means that we receive the reforming light, and with its help we can receive in order to bestow. But of course, worse and worse intentions in order to receive appear in them, and they have to correct them in order to bestow. Until the end of correction of all the disqualified intentions into good intentions.
But it's impossible to get used to it.
To get used to it means that you can use them in order to bestow. That you already corrected them. What's not clear? What is a habit? A habit means that I have such desires that I know how to use them correctly. That's the meaning of habit.
So how is it different than any other society?
Not different in anything except from out of the 620 desires in me, tarach, I know how to use 100 of them in order to bestow. I don't need to take care of them. Now new desires appear in me, and I have to correct them. But those are already corrected. That means that I'm in a certain height, a certain degree. Yes, Zvika.
So, it means that only those that keep the Torah and mitzvot are qualified to do it.
Only those who keep Torah and mitzvot means those only those who know how to draw the reforming light called Torah. And in this light, in this power of bestowal that they receive, this power of bestowal corrects them, and then they can work with their desire in order to bestow. This means performing the mitzvah, the commandment. There are 613, 18 councils and 613 pkudin, deposits. The 18 correct the desires in order to bestow, and the pkudin mean to carry out the desire in order to bestow after correcting it.
Is it only something in my imagination, or is it something you do physically?
In a spiritual parzuf, you have 620 parts you have to correct.
What is that?
Those 620 parts are desires, that the Creator created desires. Nothing but a desire, a will. And what you see now is an imaginary world. It doesn't exist. That's how it's written. What do you want from me? That's why we don't relate to this world. We don't relate to it. We want to see through it the world of truth, the inner world. We don't want to remain here in this imagination, this movie, in this dream. We were as dreamers, it's written.
I want to ask, but I don't want to get mad.
I don't get mad. Who can I get mad at? Only someone who... I understand that you don't understand.
You taught us that Knesset Israel, they wrote the Book of Prayers.
Who?
The members of the Great Assembly of the Knesset HaGdola. They wrote all the prayers, Shacharit, Arvit, Mincha, and there's no connection between that and this?
You're just extremely confused.
Maybe.
Really, from your feet to your head.
So what is that?
That's confusion. I have to put you in a...
I understand, but what are these mornings, prayers in the morning, afternoon, evening?
One who wants to correct himself enters such corrections where he opens the book that they wrote called Sidu, the order. Sidu means order. The order of the prayers to the Creator, that you turn to Him, and when you turn to Him correctly, then they invite upon themselves the reforming light, if they turn to Him correctly. And then they change accordingly. And then such forms pass over them, called Shacharit, morning, Mincha, midday, Arvit, evening, the first of the month, the first of the beginning of the month, the beginning of the year, Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. That's on the condition that I know how to turn, and I receive from above such changes called by me, day, night, beginning of month, beginning of the year, Yom Kippur, and so on. But if I don't know how to turn to Him, and nothing shines on me except for this sun and this night around the earth, this still planet, then not talking about that. This is the imaginary world. They're not talking about this at all.
Meaning, in the past, Kabbalists did pray Shacharit, Arvit, and Mincha three times a day?
Kabbalists would pray.
They really prayed in the synagogue together three times a day.
Of course, don't we arrange a 10 in particular? Our prayer during the study, when we yearn to reach, it's also a prayer. And in truth, there were no prayers. They only wrote it at the end, when they saw their going out to exile, the members of the Great Assembly, that's when they assembled the Order of the Prayers, the prayer book. It wasn't there before. Each one would turn to the Creator in his own way, because most of them were of attainment. Only later, before going out to exile, when they saw the descent of the generations, then they made the Order of the Prayer. So for us, so at least we would say it, you know, without heart, but at least we would say it. That we have something to repeat. Like Rabbi Shimon who wrote the Zohar, so there will be something to come back to.
The Siddur, with the intention, with the right intention.
The intention is something else. If you want intention, you want to open a prayer book of Kabbalists.
What is that?
Like the Rashash wrote.
It's not the same version?
What do you mean the same version? You have signs there. Aleph, Bet, Yud, those are intentions. The fact that you read regular words behind in the prayer book, you don't know what's behind the words, but what's behind the words, the intentions you have to activate on your will to receive, this you find in the Siddur, the prayer book of Rosh Hashanah. It's a known book.
Suppose I'm in a synagogue. I'm together with, we're 10 people together, and we pray according to the Siddur. It doesn't help correction?
That's something else. Don't ask me. I'm only explaining to a person who wishes to come to the revelation of the Creator.
And how do you do it without a prayer? You don't need the prayer of the Siddur?
No, then in that case, each one prays. When the fact that you go in the morning to the synagogue to pray, that's fine, that's your business. But the prayer is especially during the study, when you're sitting with your ten, when you're praying, when you, together with them, want to connect in order to raise a deficiency to the Creator. What is a prayer? A deficiency in the heart, a work in the heart. I don't know if you're going to the synagogue, when you're going to the synagogue, that you're activating your heart and you think about it. Or you praise the Lord and go home.
Sorry for going back to that, but the Congress that we're going to have now, we're going to have a 3-day prayer, actually. This is what's going to
exactly.
Be. And this will
exactly,
advance us.
Yeah, that will advance us. Yeah, I didn't let him talk for nothing. Is that clear what's written? Okay, they forgot. Read on.
Item 15. Now we can understand the words of Hillel HaNasi to the proselyte that the essence of the Torah is love thy friend as thyself. And the remaining 612 mitzvot are but an interpretation of it. And even the mitzvot between man and God are regarded as a qualification of that mitzvah, which is the final aim emerging from the Torah and mitzvot. As our sages said, the Torah and mitzvot were given only so as to cleanse Israel. This is the cleansing of the body until one attains a second nature, defined as love of others. Meaning, the one mitzvah, love thy friend as thyself, which is the final aim of the Torah, after which one immediately attains dvekut with him. But one must not wonder why it was not defined in the words, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. It is because indeed with respect to a person who is still within the nature of creation, there is no difference between the love of God and the love of his fellow person. This is because anything that is not him is unreal to him. And because that proselyte asked of Hillel HaNasi to explain to him the desired outcome of the Torah, so his goal would be near and he would not have to walk a long way, as he said, teach me the whole Torah while I'm standing on one leg. Hence he defined it for him as love of friends, because its aim is nearer and is revealed faster, since it is mistake-proof and is demanding.
When we look at such things, there are people for whom it's very easy to connect with their friends. There are people for whom it's very difficult to connect with their friends. And all sorts in between, and according to their character as well. If we talk about our friends from different places around the world, there are nations where there's a certain force that separates each and every member of that nation. There are those who are the opposite, or are naturally, emotionally very close, or culturally or according to their education. There are all sorts. We need to understand that when a person comes to the truth, he doesn't feel any human difference between one man and another. In South America, they're warm, they can connect faster, and these North Europeans are colder, they can't, they're not so close to one another according to their culture and their habits. There's always a difference between North and South in every country, in every place, really. It's incorrect. When we come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, to correction, everybody feels how impossible it is to come close to the other. And that's a correct discernment towards the Creator. It appears then, Malchut appears then in its true form, and you can't break it unless the light comes over time, and it will soften you more and more and more and will change you, and it has nothing to do with how much you are a loner by nature or a party animal. Completely not. So our correction, our hope, is for that reforming light that will come and influence us. Questions?
Odette from New York is asking, how is it possible to explain or feel that this world is imaginary of everything that's going on around us? If there are things like New York's attack that happened yesterday going on around us.
It's casualties, a driving attack that was in Manhattan yesterday. What can we do? That is, there's nothing to do. We will have waves of more, less, until the world will change. It needs to calm down more and more. And it has to grow in intensity more and more only towards the Jews and towards Israel. That's what I'm telling you. The direction is simple. General terror towards Europeans, Americans, that's a political matter there, you know. Of not the parties, but all these extremes. It's not serious. It will calm down. But also in the Middle East, it will all calm down. But one thing we're not, the hatred towards Israel will not calm down. It will keep growing until the whole world will detach its relationship with Israel, and Israel will simply wither from that state, until Israel will start to feel, maybe, the question is when, that they have a special role and there is a true demand from them, from all the nations, as Baal Salam writes in his introduction to the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar.
How will this thought or the need for something come to Israel because someone was ran over by a truck?
We need to explain it, you know, the Dudi and the Neve and Siv and all sorts, all those that are here, each and everyone here, and in all our groups and all over the world, we must come out to this wide dissemination more and more. And each one has to ensure that this is the most important thing in his spiritual advancement. 100%, until in every opportunity he will take care to disseminate the words of Baal Sulam, until it will not become like a burning flame inside of him, that I must ignite the whole world with this knowledge. Until it will be so, you have zero chance to be rewarded with anything. I'm telling you, in all seriousness. After I attain something, doesn't matter how much, but according to my tiny bit of experience, everything I attained was from dissemination. Nothing outside of that. Nothing helped. Because only through that a person can express his value to the system. What else? According to how much I deliver myself to the general correction. That's it. So what do we have? We have that kind of driving attack or that kind of terror attack. We have to use all those things to explain in all the tongues, in everything that there is. And when we do it in the complete form, there will be no end to it. Only in the end of correction there will be an end. So what do we have to say about another driving attack that happened this in America, in England, there are hurricanes, fires. The world is in such a state where it's a miracle that it doesn't just collapse. It all depends on our dissemination. So don't calm down, but use the entire world kli. Yesterday came and went. Each and every one can report to himself and to the group of Bnei Baruch, the world Bnei Baruch, and to the Creator, what he did to disseminate the name of the Creator in the world, and that he truly has something to report, and that he is truly satisfied with the day that had passed. Do this internal calculation. Only in that. What else? When will I receive what I deserve? Is this a calculation or how much I can give? This is the calculation. This is where you see it, in this devotion and dissemination. That's what you see.
Vilnius.
Вы рассказывали о том, что когда вы учились у Рабаша,
you told us that when you studied with Rabash,
и рассказывали о том, что возвращались ученики, садится какой-то человек, незнакомый.
You told us that we're sitting, studying, suddenly comes in someone that I don't know who, I never seen that person before. And he sits down, and you know, as everything, as if everything's usual. And Rabash says they're starting to come back. And the same with our friends here in Vilnius, that we invited all those friends that were with us and left, we invited them to the Congress. And the question is, suppose, we ask, what's the right way to do it? The question is, how do we bring these people back? What do you tell them? You tell them, come, sit down for the morning lesson, or what?
I don't know. If they want to come back again, return and participate. They can come and participate. I don't understand. If they're so much against, why do they need to come? They can see us through the computer. through the internet. We're not hiding anything from anyone. We're more transparent and open than any other organization. So what's the problem? They want to participate with us. That's why they come, or they want to watch? To watch, they can do it. You know, why pay money and come to us? They can sit at home comfortably.
He asked, if they want to come back, how do they take a decision as a small group?
That's a question. I don't know. But there's a path back to each one, even to the angel of death, right? That's how it's written. He becomes a holy angel, right, Niv?
Yeah.
You agree? So there's room for everyone. So I'm looking at everyone like, you know, like babies. What do they know? Like a captive babies, as the saying goes. So I would accept everyone. I have no hatred towards anyone. Ideologically, they don't know who they are. What are they? There's no ideological resistance. They don't understand where they are. There's completely no shred of ideological resistance, because anyone who objects to what's written in the books of Kabbalah simply doesn't understand what it's talking about. Maybe it's not good for his pocket, for his pride, for his office, for his rule. I understand that. That's, you know, those are normal things that a person in this world cares about, his place, his seat. Not more than that. So, the way I see it, I'm willing to take everyone, except that when they come, they're not harmful. Rather, they participate in anything they can, like everyone. The condition is simple. The same laws of society they should keep as well. But what was water under the bridge. We also have to understand, accept that the Creator is playing with us. Not that they have free choice and they themselves did something. What did they do? Who are they? They're little angels that the Creator gives us an opportunity to advance through them. So I have nothing against anyone. But again, I'm saying, this is on the condition that they want to repent, as we say. They want to advance towards the revelation of the Creator according to the conditions, meaning according to the corrections.
It says in the Zohar, and the Creator invites his corrections, draws the connections upon everyone until even the angel of death repents.
So there's no question there, but there are people who up to the last moment they were against, and suddenly before the Congress they decide they want to come to Congress. To that I might refuse, because I want people who want to be with us to come to the Congress, and not that those that a day before were against us. Those we should give them a little cooling period. It's called cooling, right? Cooling period. Okay. And then after that, please, no problem. I have no problem. And there are a few people that we should beware of them, not because they're bad, but because they have the kind of certain qualities and character that they turn the audience against us and towards them. And that we have to be aware of these people and know how to work with them. Senka, I understand. That's a problem, but they too will receive their correction, but it's possible not in this life. Typically, you have to go through another incarnation. That the corporeal nature is so strong, so dead set on controlling others and swaying them to their ends that they're unable to overcome it. They can't see it. Or maybe he sees in words that this is so, but incapable to do it in action. And then it's a problem. We have to do something with them. So much so, maybe as far as keep them away from us. But there are a select few. That's it. We're coming to the end of the last part. We have Vilnius, please.
Rav, на самом деле чувствуется огромное желание.
We feel a very strong desire. There are many friends coming. We meet them at the airport. We immediately send them here.
Огромное впечатление.
And there's a very strong impression from watching the morning lesson together, all very much focused, united. And the Congress is felt as a very powerful one, and we'd like to ask, today in Lithuania, it's a day off, and we can all together prepare. How would you recommend us to do it in order to come even closer together during this day?
I don't know what to tell you. I haven't seen a Congress in the past with such meticulous preparation, such serious preparation, and such internality such as this. Truly, well, in Germany, in south of Russia, and others, it would never have such a thing. They come, they fall somewhere, and they do, and they leave. Here, the impression that precedes the Congress so deep, this massive preparation, these lessons, these deep lessons, there's an accumulation, like an arrowhead that's being established. What do I recommend you do? Over a lesson, a little one. I don't know how much time you have. Maybe an hour of the lessons that we've been through in the past few days. The first lesson from yesterday or the day before yesterday, that's one thing. The other thing is... Talk amongst yourself. How can you establish additional activities or schedule arrangements to help? I don't know. The main thing is around the study. Many people are flying out today. Tomorrow, really, tomorrow noon, you'll have many people at your place. Musicians will come. They will also start rehearsing. Yeah, you have another question? Vilnius. Yeah, we react immediately to your suggestion. We want to invite everyone today at 2 p.m. European time. We will gather here in the afternoon and we'll decide which lesson we're going to rewatch. We'll have a workshop, we'll unite. There are many people here. Every moment another friend comes and another. So we'll gather midday to maintain this tension, this importance, not to miss, but to strengthen our preparation. So, 2 p.m., 1400, by the registration hall, you're invited. Rav, okay. Anyone from here and from all over the world should participate? For the time being, let's hear from Köln. Köln Düsseldorf, please. Oh, it's so pretty today.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Rukli. The daily task from the Volga virtual group. During the day, we scrutinize how we build in the 10 a system that allows us to appreciate obstructions and fears and turns them into a springboard for advancement. Again, during the day, we scrutinize how we build in the ten a system that allows us to appreciate obstructions and fears and turn them into a springboard for advancement. L'chaim.
הודעות לסיום. שיעור זוהר.
Announcements. Zohar lesson. You are invited to watch tonight at 6:30 the Zohar lesson with Rav Lightman. Thank you to our TV viewers and have a good day. World Unity Day, the story of Kabbalah Lam. Everyone is invited to Unity Day in Petah Tikva. We have a lesson, a musical concert, a meal, 6:30 Petah Tikva for Ditos 1-700-509-209. To take life as a gift, the Kabbalah campus is inviting you throughout the month of November to an intro lecture before the opening of a new campus. Lectures are throughout Israel, are free with registration in advance. Please go to kab.co.il or 1-700-509-209. Song.
שחודר עכשיו אל הנשמה
Las vienen y puertas no cerrarán Porque su amigo debes aguantar
Я знаю, что есть свет
Но без твоей света нет
There's no more heart of stone All the trouble already had gone
בכל מקום, בכל קצה נרגיש את טעם החיים
החיים Продвигайся Где граница света и тень
להמשיך קדימה ישר אל האור
Adelante, adelante Con fuego en tus ojos ya
Yeah, keep moving, keep moving Until the sun will rise
Sun will rise
Продвигайся, где граница света и тень
Лямщих, кадима, яшар